This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch.
Week number two of the minor league season continues tonight in North Augusta. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers through 10 games to begin the year. Hope the next 10 bring a little bit of winning their way as they get ready for game two of six between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Augusta Green Jackets. And with that, we welcome you inside the broadcast booth here at SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. And also available on the First Pitch app. I'm Andrew Chapman. Thanks so much for finding us this evening. The Woodpeckers getting set for game two after a tough luck loss yesterday where they walked 14 batters and allowed Augusta to get back in the game after they took an early four-run lead. If you weren't with us, Kennedy Corona opened the scoring with a two-run double in the second. Then and immediately after that, Cody Orr hit a two-run home run, his first of the season, to give Fayetteville that 4-0 lead. So the Woodpeckers had an advantage in the middle innings, but then Zach Matthews, who went three scoreless, hitless innings in his first start of the year, he walked a couple. Jason Schroeder came out of the bullpen, and he gave up five walks. The big swing that put Augusta in front in that five-run inning was a three-run bases-clearing double from Caleb Durbin. Augusta was behind again after Tyler Whitaker gave the Woodpeckers the lead with a two-run single. It was 6-5, but then Augusta scored a run in the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth inning to go on and win 8-6 and take the opener in the series, improving to 5-5 overall and dropping the Woodpeckers to 2-8. For Fayetteville, it is the slowest start so far in the three-year franchise history of the club. But again, with the structure of the year, 66-game first half, 66-game second half, you only got to be one of the halves of the regular season. Woodpeckers still with a close division find themselves five games out of first place. So one good week, and Fayetteville can be right back in this thing. And tonight, Roan can be the guy to help equalize things, but he'll have a tough task ahead against Roiber Salinas, who is right now the front runner for pitcher of the year in the Carolina League. If you want to look down the road, he leads the Carolina League with 24 strikeouts over just 9 1/3 total innings of work. He punched out 13 batters his last time out against Myrtle Beach, and that's the tough right-hander that the Fayetteville lineup will have to contend with tonight. We're gearing up for first pitch. The Augusta Green Jackets have taken the diamond, and we are getting ready for the singing of the national anthem. With that, we will step aside for a moment. On the other side, we have starting lineups and first pitch from SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? 57 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Welcome back inside the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We are gearing up for a Wednesday night first pitch, 7:05 here in North Augusta, South Carolina. It is another beautiful night for baseball. We're expecting some great weather throughout the entire week, and Fayetteville hoping they can bounce back and even this series after losing a four-run lead yesterday. 4-0 they led going into the fourth inning. But Augusta came from behind with a five-run frame, went on to win it late after Tyler Whitaker gave the Woodpeckers the lead. Tonight it could be a little more difficult for Fayetteville to score early. They're getting ready to take on Roiber Salinas, who's had two of the best outings so far of any Carolina pitcher this season. He comes in no record, but a sub-1 ERA at 0.96 over two games and 9 1/3 total innings. He's given up just one earned run, walked two, and struck out 24, including a 13-strikeout performance his last time out on the road against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Let's go ahead and bring you the starting nine rolled out by the manager, Joe Thon, and it leads off with Quincy Hamilton in the leadoff spot for the first time this year. He'll bat first, play in center. Logan Cerny drops down to second and plays out in left. Leo Stanley Molina, the shortstop, is third, and Tyler Whitaker, the cleanup man, playing in right. Miguel Palma moves over to first base today. He'll bat fifth. Joey Loperfido is sixth and playing at second base. Cody Orr begins the bottom third of the order, playing at third, batting seventh. He had the big two-run home run last night. See if he can stay hot today. Victor Mascai, the DH, is eighth. And Freddy Guillamo rounds it out and plays at catcher for the Woodpeckers. Roiber Salinas has completed his warm-up throws. And we are ready to go. Might even start a minute or two early tonight. Quincy Hamilton is stepping up to that left side of the plate. Logan Cerny and Leo Stania Molina to follow. Fayetteville is back in the road grays this afternoon with that gray top, the black script with Fayetteville across the chest of the uniform as Salinas steals home a fastball down and outside, but a called strike one. And again, we are a couple minutes early tonight. 7:03 p.m. start time. Why waste time when you're ready to roll? 72 degrees in Augusta and sunny. A beautiful night for baseball as a curveball misses down and outside. It's 1-1 on Quincy Hamilton. Fayetteville in those gray pants, the black pinstripe going down the side of the leg, the black cleats for Quincy, and the black helmet as well. Throw home. Another off-speed pitch, and it's up and away. Two balls and a strike to Hamilton. It was 1-for-3 yesterday. Scored a run, walked once, and also struck out swinging the pitch. Late on a fastball, and it goes to 2-2. Quincy was hitless on Sunday. That ended a seven-game hitting streak for him. Tied for the team lead with Tyler Whitaker. Good start to the year for Quincy. Comes in batting over 300. Salina well foul down the third base side. That'll find the concourse and keep it at 2-2. Hamilton, a team-leading 316 average over his first nine games. That's 12 hits and 38 at-bats. Couple of doubles, two home runs, and eight driven in. Here's the wind and 2-2 pitch. Salinas missed inside with a curve. Roiber Salinas, a fastball, and I guess that's rather a slider part of his repertoire. Fastball, slider, change. Has a lot of drop to it, though. It almost is shaped more like a curveball. He goes to the fastball 3-2, top of the zone, and Hamilton fouls it off. Early battle put together by Quincy, getting ready to see his seventh pitch to open our ball game. Haven't seen a ton of the Roiber Salinas changeup just yet. See if he tries to mix that in. On another payoff, inside to Quincy Hamilton and a leadoff walk. So a good battle put together by Fayetteville's leadoff man. And it turns into just the third walk given up this season by Roiber Salinas over his 9 1/3 total innings. In steps Logan Cerny, whose name we were used to putting at the very top of the lineup card in the first week and a half of the year, but he drops down to the two spot tonight for the first time, and a fastball darts low and away. for ball one. Logan yesterday, a 1-for-4 night. Did strike out once. His lone base hit was a broken bat single with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. He was representing the last chance for Fayetteville and did manage to get a hit by the time the night was over. Swings a new bat today, though, after he shattered the one on his final at-bat. White barrel, black handle, those pearl-white batting gloves. Hamilton's on the move. A fastball up and outside. Throw down from Zabrowski. One hops to the bag. Durbin drops the tag, but it's not in time. Quincy Hamilton dives headfirst into second base of the year. Fayetteville off and running for a second straight night. They were taking bases like candy yesterday, 6-for-7, those six stolen bases a single game high. And that's how they're going to have to try and beat Augusta, especially with Salinas on the mound, try and take advantage of the base runners that you do get. 2-0 misses low, and Salinas struggling with that location a little bit in the early going. Cerny can sit back here and wait for a picture-perfect pitch. Cerny at 270. And he's really starting to up that average closer to a figure that he wants to see. 3-0 pitch. Cerny drills this one high to medium right. Mesquita running towards the line. Crosses into foul territory. Backstrom, the first baseman, all the way back. And he makes the catch around the plate area of the bullpen to put away Cerny for the first out.
Shortstop, number 12.
That was a fastball kind of top of the zone, one that Cerny does like. He's hit a home run on that pitch before. And he had the green light, 3-0. But it fouls out. Quincy Hamilton forced to hold at second. And it allows Leo's Danny Molina to step in. First one to Molina. Slider down and away. Molina 1-for-5 last night. Did score one of the six Fayetteville runs. And here comes the 1-0 pitch. On a fly out to straightaway center for Caden Morton. Strolling forward, the center fielder makes the catch at his belt. And Molina is set down on two pitches. Salinas able to bounce back after Quincy Hamilton gets into scoring position. Two away, and here comes Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker delivered a go-ahead base hit yesterday in the fifth inning when Fayetteville found themselves down 5-4. He drove a liner out into right field and brought two home to give Fayetteville a 6-5 lead. Those are the final runs of the night, though, for Fayetteville in the 8-6 loss. First pitch from Salinas to Whitaker is a slider down to the dirt, blocked by Zabrowski, and Hamilton holds on second. Tyler, 2-11 over his first 10 games. He has 8 hits and 38 at-bats. A couple of doubles. The lone triple for the Woodpeckers offense this year in the first 10 games. His two ribbies last night give him 5 on the year. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And Whitaker takes up and inside. A slider mislocated by Salinas. Around the diamond for Augusta, Stephen Paulini plays in left. Caden Morton making that catch a moment ago in center. And covering right is Brandel Mesquita. A peek to second of the 2-0. Very high to Whitaker. Second straight batter. Or make it a second batter this inning where Salinas has fallen behind 3-0. On the diamond, the third baseman is Geraldo Quintero. It's short, Cal Conley. Second baseman, Caleb Durbin. 3-0 pitch to Whitaker inside, and he didn't swing at all. Four pitches, and down you go to first. So two walks given up by Roiber Salinas, even his season total coming into tonight. He'd only given up the two free passes over 9 1/3, but he walks two Fayetteville hitters in the opening inning. And allows Miguel Palma to hit. Fayetteville first baseman and 5-hitter. Over at first for Augusta is Makai Backstrom, and doing the catching, Adam Zabrowski. First one to Palma, lifted foul side of first. Backstrom gives it a look, but it finds the seats. Palma, a nice start to the series last night, coming off a week where he was just 2-for-22 against Salem. He even his whole week-long hit total just yesterday was 2-for-4, a couple of singles and a strikeout. Hits with two on in a scoreless game, top first, and Palma cuts and misses at a high fastball. Salinas, after issuing the four-pitch walk to Tyler Whitaker, gets ahead 0-2 to Palma. Job this year, despite the 2-8 record, of taking early leads and jumping on opponents quickly. 0-2, he went to the slider and missed down and outside. A waste pitch, couldn't get Palma to chase. Wind today is blowing a little bit in towards right field. Yesterday it was still a little bit more breezy today, but coming off the Savannah River, you'd expect a little bit of wind come first pitch, but still nothing that would really affect the baseball at this time of night. 1-2 home. Palma squares this one up, hits it deep right center field. Mesquita and Morton going back onto the track. Mesquita has room and puts it away for the final out of the inning. A loud sound coming off of the bat for Miguel Palma. He got a lot of that one, but the park holds it. And Roiber Salinas strands two to open our game. We go bottom one, Woodpeckers scoreless. Augusta coming to bat when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Come see how we can lower your total cost of living by helping you move into a new vehicle with a quarter-million-mile warranty.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Welcome back inside SRP Park. We are just underway on a Wednesday night on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. A reminder that you can find tonight's game as well via HD video feed on MILB.TV. Subscribe now. Use the promo code Woodpeckers at checkout to receive $10 off your annual subscription. You will not hear my voice over at MILB.TV. You'll get the voice of Augusta Green Jackets broadcaster Mitchell Speltz in his first season calling games for Augusta, but that's how you can watch as well. Watch and listen to the Woodpeckers, all 132. Glad to be on the road with you again. The second road series of the season for Fayetteville after losing their first three in Kannapolis, falling last night. They're still looking for their first road win of the year, and they hope that this guy on the mound, Carlos Calderon, can help them get that. He comes home with a first pitch fastball to Augusta leadoff man and switch hitter Geraldo Quintero, who's batting from the left side. Calderon working quick with that pitch clock, winds and deals, misses down and in for ball one. Calderon comes in, no record, and a 5.68 ERA, making his second start of the year. He was the opening night starter on the road in Kannapolis on April 8th. Fastball to the outside for ball two, it's 2-1. Calderon, two games in total. This will be his third, 6 1/3 total innings. He's given up 6 runs, 4 of them earned, 8 walks and 9 strikeouts. Spins a curve down and in on Quintero. He swings and misses. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cal Conley is in the on-deck circle. And Brandel Mesquita in the hole batting third for the Jackets. Fastball down and away. It fills the count. Adam Zabrowski is the cleanup man. Stephen Paulini is fifth. And Antonio Barranca, making his first start of the series, bat sixth. Here's the payoff. And he thought about it. Curveball misses inside. And Quintero draws a leadoff walk. And you hope that's not going to be the theme again tonight after the Woodpeckers walked 14. Yeah, that was the difference in the game. Out of those 14 walks, 5 of them ended up coming home to score. So it was the free base runners allowed, and then some of the complimentary hitting that Augusta put together to take that lead back and ultimately win the game. Cal Conley tries to play some small ball, cues a bunt foul down the third base side, and begins the count 0-1. Bottom three in the Augusta order, Caden Morton, the center fielder, Mekhi Backstrom, the first baseman, and Caleb Durbin, who drove in three runs yesterday. He rounds it out for his second straight night. Out of the stretch, Calderon peeks over that left shoulder and throws his 0-1. Misses up and away. A one ball, one strike count on Conley. He was 1-for-4 yesterday, drew one of those 14 walks and struck out twice. Another switch hitter batting from the left side. Augusta comes at you with two straight switch hitters at the top of their order. The pitch. Missed just a bit outside. A fastball runs to 2-1. Good size lead that Geraldo Quintero is taking over there at first. Miguel Palma trying to hold him close. Cody Orr playing well off of that third baseline. A shallow shortstop position really for Orr, with Molina shifted all the way towards the middle. And there's that curve from Calderon finding its spot and taken for strike two by Conley. Now the break even. And he breaks the bat, knocked down by Palma in front of first. He scampers to pick up, dives towards the bag, taps it with his glove, and gets the out. So Miguel Palma wanted to flip to Carlos Calderon, but he was late getting over from the mound. Palma knocked it down behind the bag. He picked it up like a catcher and then lunged towards first base, tagging that cushion with his glove on his left hand to get the out. But boy, that is a catcher playing first base right there if I've ever seen one. Miguel Palma giving up the body and then diving to get the out. Quintero making it down to second base on the play. It'll go down assisted. It sets down Cal Conley for the first down. Here's Brandel Mesquita. He reaches out at a curveball and chops one shallow and foul along third. Cody Orr coming charging in, tosses that baseball over to the Augusta dugout. Around the diamond tonight for Fayetteville, Logan Cerny is in left. Quincy Hamilton covers center, and Tyler Whitaker patrols right. Cody Orr down at third. Across the diamond, Miguel Palma, already with a dirty jersey tonight. He plays at first, and Leo's Danny Molina is the shortstop. Joey Loperfido makes his third start of the season at second base. And Freddy Guillamo lays the signs down for Calderon doing the catching. 0-1 home. Fastball pops the mid on the low inside corner. It's called strike two. Calderon quickly gets ahead. No score in the bottom of the first. Fayetteville left two stranded in the top half of our ball game. And both sides still looking for their first hit in this one. The pitch. Curveball up high, and Mesquita got a piece of it, fouls it into the screen. He had one of the better nights of the Augusta batters yesterday, a 2-for-3 evening. Two runs scored. He drove in one of the eight and also walked twice. Calderon works from the middle of that rubber. He takes a peek to second and throws with 6 seconds on the timer. It's inside, kicks away from Guillamo, and down to third, Quintero advances. We'll see how they officially score that one. You might be able to make the case that it was a pass ball on Guillamo. It was inside. It caused Mesquita to scoot out of the way of the plate, but it was not out of Guillamo's reach. In fact, it looked like it was in his glove for a moment, then popped out and kicked towards the Augusta on deck circle. Now the entire infield hustles to get towards the grass, play shallow, a curveball comes in, and a foul tip is held onto by Guillamo behind the plate. A strikeout of Brendel Mesquita for the second out, and a nice bounce back by Calderon, and also Guillamo hold on to that foul tip. Brings up the cleanup man and catcher Adam Zabrowski. First one to him. Here's a curve down and away. 1-0 on Zabrowski. Comes in batting 241 over his first seven games. The on base at 361. And his OPS at 844. That's a good figure. Home run, seven driven in. Fastball misses inside, and it's even a ball and a strike. Four doubles to thank for that high OPS. Those four two-baggers are the most on this Augusta club. In fact, twice as many as anybody else. And now the delivery. Holds up a swing, and they appeal down to the base umpire. It's Jared Molman saying that Zebrowski held up. Molman working behind the plate yesterday. And now Elliot Melton, the other member of the two-man crew, calling balls and strikes. The umps in the black shirts and the gray pants tonight. 3-0, and down with a swing is Zebrowski. It's now 3-1. Zebrowski last night was hitless, so he's still looking for his first base hit against Fayetteville pitching. Went 0-4, walked and did score a run. Waves and misses at a curveball, and Calderon battles right back from 3-0 behind, and he gets it full. This will be pitch number 22 for Calderon. He'd like to try and end this first inning scoreless, and on pitch number 22. Here it is. Just off the outside. That's a tough one to lay off, but Zebrowski took it, and he earns himself a pass down to first base, the second walk of this first inning. And they did indeed rule it a pass ball moment ago to advance down to third. They stand on the corners, and it brings up lefty Stephen Paulini. First pitch breaking ball buries itself low, and Guillamo sticks the body in front, keeps the runners where they are. Fayetteville still trying to execute a shift as much as they can here. Cody Orr playing shallow towards short, giving up the entire left field line, and Molina playing deep towards the middle of the diamond. Here's the 1-0, and a fastball up and outside. The new shift rule says that all the infielders must have their feet directly on the grass. Right now, Molina, with where he's standing, does not. But he's right on the fringe of the grass. What that rule was really intended to do was prevent the second baseman from backing way up into shallow right. There's a changeup from Calderon. Hasn't gone to that pitch much, and he fades it in there for strike one on Paulini. So you have Joey Loperfido playing as deep as he can on the second base dirt, but you can't have that fourth outfielder anymore, as some teams try and do against lefties. Paulini gets tied up with a swing, a ankle biter, a curve down and in. Gets back to even, two balls, two strikes. Calderon falling behind hitters in this inning, but doing a good job of battling back, and again, he's a strike away from getting us to the second. Runners on the corners, a scoreless game in the first. Here's his 2-2. Paulini swings and gets a piece of another curve down and in, a foul ball. Keeps things where they are. Fayetteville will have Loperfido, Orr, and Mascai scheduled come the top of the second inning after they left two stranded in the first inning. Another 2-2, and Paulini lifts this one to shallow center. Hamilton sprinting forward. He will not get there. It drops in the shallow grass and scores Quintero from third. Stephen Paulini opens the scoring tonight with a little flared single out to center. And Augusta jumps on front early. It was too deep for Molina, shaded up the middle, got over his head, and too shallow for Quincy Hamilton playing out there in center where it measures 395 feet. New hitter is Antonio Barranca, taking his first at-bat of this series. Had the day off yesterday. Barranca doing DH duties. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And he got a lot of this one. Deep to right center. Whitaker is sprinting back with room in front of the track. He makes a striding grab over his left shoulder to end the inning. Paulini drives home the first run with two strikes and two outs. He delivers the RBI single, scoring Quintero and giving the Green Jackets a 1-0 lead after one from SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Here at SRP Park, let's test out that sports knowledge. Here's tonight's question. Who was the MVP of the 2021 World Series, and how many home runs did he hit? Think you know the answer? Scan the QR code on the big screen now, or head to guest services by the main gate and enter to win a gift card to Southbound Smokehouse.
Joey Loperfido ready to take his first swings of the night against Augusta right-hander Roiber Salinas. He winds and deals the first pitch of the top of the second. A low and in fastball that Loperfido cuts through for strike one. Joey 1-for-4 yesterday, gets the start at second base tonight. And misses down and outside. Joey's had to have all sorts of gloves in the locker this year. The first baseman's mitt yesterday, the middle infielder glove today, the outfield glove as well. The 1-1. And a chopper hit towards first. Backing up on it, Backstrom, it eats him up. It kicks through him and gets all the way down the right field line. Loperfido touches second, and now he wants third. Mesquita tied up with it in the corner. He finally gets it over to second, but Loperfido into third with, well, maybe a stand-up triple, but probably can call that an error on Backstrom. He did not play that ball well at all. He allowed it to eat him up. He shuffled back on it, and perhaps it took a funny hop in the dirt, but he's sitting there shaking his head, and what might have been a three unassisted or at least a put-out had Salinas gotten over to the bag turns into Joey Loperfido standing on third in a 1-0 game. Now it's Cody Orr, last night's big run provider, and a fastball misses down and outside to Cody, 1-0. And then Mesquita just disappeared in the corner out there. There's a little section of the fencing that kind of blocks that left field foul pole corner from our vantage point. And Cody Orr just took a fastball and make it a curve. Tried to duck and cover out of the way of that one. But he gets plunked. And instantly runners on the corners. They did rule it a fielding error, so no triple for Joey Loperfido. It goes down as an E3. And what serves as a three-base error on the misplay by Mekhi Backstrom. And Victor Mesquite will step into the left side for the first time tonight. The Augusta infield receiving some signals from the catcher Zabrowski. So if Loperfido ends up coming home to score, would not jump that Roiber Salinas ERA above one. It's currently down to .87. The pitch. Down and into Mesquite. One ball and no strikes. Victor Mesquite was absent yesterday, comes in tonight with two hits over his first 20 at-bats. Been a little bit of a slow start for Victor. And here's the pitch. It's down and outside. Mesquite with a double and a home run, making up his two hits this year, both for extra bases. He gets ahead, two balls, no strikes, and Salinas out of the stretch. Delivers. This ball's hit towards the middle. Could be two. Picked by Durbin at second. He underhand flips to second. Conley turns to first. A double play. Loperfido comes home from third. The Woodpeckers trade a couple of outs for a run. And this game is tied up in the second, 1-1.
Catcher number four, Freddie Guyama.
An unearned run to the line of Roiber Salinas after Loperfido reaches third on the air. Double play, so no RBI for Victor Mesquite. And now Freddie Guillamo digs into the right side. Nobody on, two away. And he takes ball one. Next pitch. Like getting to a fastball, top of the zone. Again, no radar gun available tonight in Augusta. But I'd estimate that Salinas is in the mid-90s with that fastball. That one is squared up, line to third, and quick reflexes by Quintero behind the bag, snatch it out of the air. The Augusta third baseman had little to no time to react, but was able to backhand stab at that thing and take a base hit away from Freddie Guillamo. That thing was at least 100 coming off of the bat and is the final out of the inning. Fayetteville scores, though, on the double play. Loperfido an unearned run, and we go to the bottom of the second. Tied up 1-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You know I like my girls a little. just want to use your love tonight.
Caden Morton begins the bottom of the second inning for the Green Jackets. Fayetteville ties it in the top of the second. Joey Loperfido reaches third on an infield error. A double play brings him home. Morton, the bottom three of the order, kickstarts that bottom third of the order. Morton, Backstrom, and Durbin will all take their first at-bats of tonight's game. Carlos Calderon misses down and away, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count. Morton hitless yesterday, but reached three times on walks and also struck out, all a part of an 0-for-2 night, 2-0. And a fastball right over the middle. Morton takes strike one. It's 2-1. Comes in batting just 0-71. Slow start to the year for Morton. Two hits in his first 28 at-bats. One of them a home run. He's driven in three, walked seven times. But the strikeouts have been a little bit of an issue. 16 strikeouts for Morton in those 28 ABs. Now the 2-1 pitch. Went to the changeup, delayed strike call, and it's in there. Down and on the inside corner, about knee level of Caden Morton. That was a good pitch. And here's the throw home. Breaking ball on the inside. Got him looking. Back-to-back off-speed pitches. The changeup and then the curve from Calderon. And he picks up his second strikeout of the night. Backwards K to Morton. And now it's Mackay back with six, left-handed hitter. Lifts the first pitch foul and out of play down the left field side. That'll leave the stadium. 0-1 to begin Backstrom. Mentioned the strikeout issues with Morton. That's another issue that Backstrom's trying to iron out. 15 strikeouts over his first 31 low A at-bats. And he cuts through a changeup. Might have just tipped it. Guillamo holds on to it behind the plate. Cody Orr shifted over towards short. Molina playing up the middle, and the 0-2, down and away. 1-2 on Backstrom. He's at 161, the on-base at 316. He's walked seven times. Has Homer driven in five, the pitch. Bounce towards the middle, and it hits Calderon on the mound. He knocks it down with his right foot, finds the ball, runs towards first, and throws low over to Miguel Palma to get the out. But now Calderon has dropped the glove, and he is shaking his right hand. That's his pitching hand.
Second baseman, number 15, Caleb Durbin.
And Eric Braun, the team trainer, is going to go out there and check up on Carlos. I thought it hit him in the hip, but I think Calderon had that right hand placed on his hip as he kind of turned his body, knocked the baseball down. You heard it hit him, and I think it got all back of the palm, right around his knuckles. You get hit in the hip, and that's the best place to take a baseball. That's the meaty part. And that doesn't hurt too bad, but I think it got him right on the top of the hand. And Joe Thon is out there. The whole Woodpeckers infield is circled around Calderon to take a look at him, and you just hope that he's able to get back to the mound, throw some warm-up pitches, and that one of those knuckles isn't swelling up on him. But we'll monitor that, and we'll see if Calderon is walking back towards the mound. He received the baseball back from Cody Orr. Eric Braun and Joe Thon are going to stay out there and see how Carlos feels after a couple of warm-up throws. We already have one final score to bring you, and that was an education day that was played out at Five County Stadium. They had over 5,600 kids in attendance at that game. And the Mudcats went on to win 2-1 on an Edbert Perez home run. Perez is one of the top outfield prospects in the Milwaukee system. So all the kids got to enjoy a ball game. Fayetteville will be hosting an education day in the next homestand next Wednesday. We'll be playing at 11:05 in front of a bunch of middle schoolers, elementary schoolers. It's going to get loud. There's going to be lots of baby shark getting played throughout the stadium. The Kannapolis Cannonballers will be in town. Carlos Calderon throws his fifth pitch and says he's good to go. Great to see. Eric Braun is strolling off of the field with manager Joe Thon. And Calderon, after taking a comebacker right on the top of the palm, is able to stick in this game, work with two outs and the bases empty in the bottom of the second. A 1-1 tie, and the nine-hitter, Caleb Durbin, reluctantly swings through a low-and-away curve for strike one. Next pitch, curveball slipped, and it shorted the plate. Hops over Aguilamo and gets all the way to the backstop. We'll have some other developments for you, though, as the night goes along in the Carolina Leagues, but just that one score so far final in Zebulon. The pitch, down and away. Fastball misfired by Calderon, and it's 2-1. Lynchburg got, by the way, falling to 3-8 with that loss, and the Carolina Mudcats improved to 7-4 over their first 11. A 2-1 pitch from Calderon to Durbin. It is a curveball floating over the outside corner, called strike two. Calderon placing that curve to righties all over. He got Morton looking on an inside breaker to start this inning. Next pitch, the 2-2. Got him swinging, and Carlos Calderon makes quick work of the Augusta order. A 1-2-3 bottom of the second. He strikes out Morton, Durbin, and looks just fine after taking that comebacker off of the hand. We go to the top of the third. Our score, it's the Woodpeckers 1 and the Green Jackets 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Top of the Fayetteville order. begins the top of the third. We are tied up 1-1. Woodpeckers and Green Jackets, game two of this six-game series. Quincy Hamilton starts it out with a bouncing ball hit out to second. Durbin, waiting back on it, collects and throws to first to get Quincy Hamilton. One pitch, one out. Hamilton, who walked and stole a base back in the first, now officially 0-for-1 in the book. Roybers Salinas giving up an unearned run to Fayetteville in the top of the second. A fielding error on a ball hit by Loperfido got all the way into the right field corner. Loperfido ended up on third, and a Victor Miskai double play brought him home. Logan Cerny takes strike one on a fastball. Salinas working very quick, and he pulls the string, goes to the curve, and Cerny chases it low. 0-2 on Cerny. He fouled out into the right field bullpen his first time up, 0-for-1. And here's the 0-2. Got him swinging. Three pitches down goes Logan Cerny. Salinas picks up just his first strikeout of the evening, and that is an accomplishment, I would call it, for the Fayetteville lockout leader to just 1K through 2 2/3. And Leo's Danny Molina, eager to swing, chases one well too far outside the zone. A curveball that was down and away in the dirt. Now he falls behind 0-1. Salinas nods the head and delivers. Curveball, and that's in there. Strike two. Heavy off-speed usage to Leo's Danny Molina, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout to center field. Salinas trying to go back-to-back Ks. Delays his windup a bit, comes home with a fastball, and this is bounced up the middle and into left center. Paulini over to grab it, and Leo's Danny Molina had other plans. Roybers Salinas was trying to get into the dugout on less than 10 pitches. But Molina picks up the single, the first Fayetteville base hit this evening. He was looking, must have been looking fastball low too, because that's the pitch he got. A little bit on the inside, started the hands early, and rolled one up the middle on the shortstop side of the bag. Now it's Tyler Whitaker. First throw over to first to check up on Molina. He hadn't even finished velcroing that sliding glove to his left hand yet before he was sent diving into the bag. And here's the first one now to Whitaker. A bluff steal down on first. And the count at 0-1. A fastball clipped the upper inside edge. Umpires aren't really allowing base runners that a timeout call to buckle the sliding glove like they were last year. Here's the 0-1. Whitaker lines one over to short, and it's past Conley into left center field. It gets all the way to the warning track. Molina gets to third, and he's getting the wave from Joe Thon. Throw goes in a second. Tag is applied on Whitaker sliding in, and they got him. Morton delivered a seed to Durbin covering second base. Whitaker trying to stretch to second base was tagged out before Molina scored coming down the third base line of the deal. Whitaker will get credit for the single, but Fayetteville puts a zero on the board in the top of the third, and we remain tied 1-1. Going to the home half in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We'll be right back. Woodpeckers unable to score in the top of the third after Tyler Whitaker gets thrown out trying for a double at second. First pitch at the bottom of the inning is lifted out into left center for Logan Cerny. He takes a few steps to his left, finds a spot, and makes the two-handed catch. Geraldo Quintero, leadoff man, retired on one pitch from Carlos Calderon, and Calderon pitching into the third. His longest outing this year went into the fifth. That was on opening night in Kannapolis on April 8th. First pitch fastball right over the middle. A taken strike one for Conley. He's hitless. A ground out to Miguel Palma over at first in the first inning. 0-1 misses low and inside. That was a funny play. Conley hit kind of a low liner over towards Palma. He knocked it down with his body, collected it, and then dove to first base, tapping the bag with his glove. And this one tucks inside of that first base line, but is, wow, ruled a foul ball. That looked fair. But Carlos Calderon catches a break. Jared Molman was in the perfect position to make that call, standing right behind the first base bag. And the manager, Nestor Perez, down there on the third base coach's box, has walked all the way out towards the left field bullpen in disapproval of that call, but he's not going to argue. Cal Conley back into that left side. The 1-2 home is chopped right back towards the mound, fielded behind second base by Molina. He throws over to first and completes the out. Carlos Calderon points to his shortstop and gives him a thank you very much. Calderon took one off of the hand back in the second inning on a comebacker. That one nearly smoked him in the bill of the cap. If Colin Casey, who's in Fayetteville tonight, were here in the booth, he'd call that a chuck and duck. A couple of those have come the way of Carlos Calderon tonight. And a first pitch curve finds its mark on the inside to Brandel Mesquita, who struck out swinging. Here's the wind in 0-1. And another curve on that inside half. Strike two. Calderon trying for his most efficient inning. After going 1-2-3 in the second, he's trying to make it seven in a row retired, going back to the first inning single from Stephen Paulini. His 0-2 home. Strikes it. Ripples up on the big bender to Brandel Mesquita and finishes another clean 1-2-3 frame to take us to the top of the fourth. Third of the way through it already tonight. We're tied up 1-1. Back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Now it's time to recognize tonight.
Miguel Palma leads off the top of the fourth inning. Royber Salinas back on the mound for Augusta. And his first pitch is an up-and-in fastball, mid-90s. And it's 1-0. Infield warning track in the first, but it was brought in by Mesquita. He enters in 0-for-1. And drives this one right field. On a line, sprinting back Mesquita. It's over his head, and it one-hops off of the wall. Palma stretching to second, gets the stop sign and cruises into the bag with a stand-up double. Miguel Palma has hit a couple hard tonight, and after his two-hit day yesterday, he has figured something out at the plate. Coming out to North Augusta, he's now 3-for-6 in this series, and that's his first extra base hit since his home run that he hit on opening night on April 8th in Kannapolis. Now it's Joey Loperfido, gets the hit with a man in scoring position. First pitch home is a curveball, and down to the dirt, he swings and misses. Joey bounced one over to first, up along that chalk line, and Backstrom got eaten up by it after it got by him and went all the way into the right field corner. A fielding error, but Loperfido ended up making it to third and scored on a double play. Only Fayetteville run of the night was unearned against Salinas. Late strike call on an outside corner curve, and Loperfido quickly down in a no-ball two-strike hole. Joey now 1-for-5 early on this week. A couple of peaks to second where Palma takes his lead. Loperfido thought he held the swing at a curve, but is ruled out by the home plate umpire. That's a 50-50 call, and you got to appeal that one. Home plate umpire took his base umpire and crew chief Jared Molman out of the equation. Joe Thon yelling from that third base coach's box saying the same thing. You got to appeal on a 50-50 swing like that. But Loperfido got all curveballs. Down he goes swinging. Second Salinas strikeout in this one. Leading off of second, here's the pitch to Cody Orr. It's a fastball looked at for strike one. Orr up to 286 after his 2-for-3 night yesterday. Was hit by a pitch in the left shoulder his first time up. And chases one down and away. Salinas doing a good job of getting ahead of these Fayetteville hitters. Miguel Palma the leadoff double, but still trying to scratch across their first earned run against Salinas, whose ERA continues to get lower and lower, down to .71, the pitch. Curveball, top of the zone, got him looking. Cody Orr, can't believe it. He thought that one was a little bit high. It was above his belt, below the letters, somewhere around the belly button level. And Salinas bounces back to retire two in a row via strikeout and bring up Victor Miskai. Still not the dominating strikeout performance that was for Salinas' last time out on the road against Myrtle Beach. Miskai into that left side, bounced into a double play his last time, takes the first one, a fastball right over the middle, strike one. He struck out 13 and at one point struck out 9 consecutive Myrtle Beach hitters. Here comes the 0-1 delivery. And Miskai waves over the top of a curve. That was one of the better ones tonight. That started at the shoulder levels and was down to the knees by the time it got to the plate. Salinas trying to strand Palma on second and get to the bottom of the fourth, keep this game tied 1-1. Here's the pitch. Up and away. Goes to 1-2 on Miskai, who's they have named the they have the biscuit batter around here. If Miskai strikes out tonight, all the fans in attendance win Bojangles biscuits. And now the 1-2 pitch. Miskai checks, and no call by the home plate umpire. They appeal to Jared Molman. So Roiber Salinas gives up the leadoff double to Miguel Palma. Bounces back with 3 straight strikeouts and closes the fourth with a 0. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-1 tied up. Woodpeckers and Green Jackets on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Yeah.
Bottom of the fourth inning from SRP Park in North Augusta. We are tied 1-1, and Adam Zabrowski, Augusta cleanup man, leads it off against Carlos Calderon. Starter, and his first pitch is hit on the ground to third, left of the bag, foul. Calderon is starting to find a groove. He's retired 7 in a row and 4 in a row after getting hit in the hand with a comebacker that nearly cost him his start. A check swing on an outside breaking ball, and Zabrowski went too far. No balls and two strikes. Stephen Paulini on deck. Antonio Barranca is in the hole. Calderon gets that sign from Guillamo, begins the motion. His 0-2 down to the dirt. Good pitch, change up. Trying to get Zabrowski to chase. Calderon, a returner from a year ago in his age 20 season, still young. He was only 19 when he broke into low A last season. This ball is hit on a line. Couple hops out to short. Molina sits back, fields with the left hand, and fires on to first, completes a nice play. Infield plays true. Molina didn't have much reaction time on that one. Was situated on the fringe of that left field grass and let the liner come to him. And now it's Stephen Paulini, the lefty. Carlos trying to get this thing into the fifth, maybe go as long as he did against Kannapolis, perhaps a little longer. Chopped out towards first base. Miguel Palma off of the bag, corrals it at his waist, runs over to the cushion, and takes it himself to complete the three unassisted. Stephen Paulini out on one pitch. Two very quick outs for Carlos Calderon. And right now the starting pitchers are the story with their efficiency. Calderon is retired 9 straight, gone through the entire Augusta order, and faces Antonio Barranca for a second time, the DH, who flied out to right field to end the first inning. That's where this stretch of 9 straight in a row for Calderon. Changeup called strike one on the inside. Meanwhile, Roiber Salinas striking out 3 straight after giving up the Miguel Palma double that led off the fourth. Breaking ball to the outside, and that was the 2-strike pitch. They appeal down to first, and Jared Molman says that Barranca held up. So forgive me, it was a no-ball 2-strike count on Barranca, and now 1-2. But Joe Thon is coming out to have a conversation now with home plate umpire Elliot Melton. And right now, Thon isn't very pleased with how the two-man umpire crew is going about these appeals on the check swings. In the last inning, Joey Loperfido got rung up on a very close call. There was no appeal. It was one of those plays that probably should have been appealed. And now Augusta is getting the appeals down to the base umpire, so I think that's the basis of his argument. Here's a ball chopped deep to third, well behind the bag or fields. Long throw across the diamond, dug out by Palma. And Calderon completes another 1-2-3 inning. 10 in a row set down thanks to the 5-3 put out by Cody Orr. And we have played 4 tonight in Augusta. On to the top of the fifth we go. 1-1, a tied score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Our big announcement will happen in the middle of the first. We'll be right back. Freddy Guillamo starts the top of the fifth inning. We're only an hour old tonight in the top of the fifth. Freddy Guillamo 0-for-1 with a sharp lineout to third base. His last time up in the second. First pitch curveball gets away and runs to the backstop out of that right hand of Roiber Salinas in his fifth inning of work. He struck out the Fayetteville side in order in the fourth inning. Kicks and throws home. This ball hits sharply on the ground towards short. Conley playing towards that third baseline, circles around, picks up and throws to first and gets Freddy Guillamo. Twice tonight, he's squared one up to the left side of the infield, but twice he's been put out. He's 0-for-2. Quick out in the top of the fifth. We're tied up 1-1. Fayetteville got their only run in the second. A double play brought home Joey Loperfido from third. It was an unearned run against Salinas, who's now dipped his ERA to .68. Only one earned run allowed all year for Roiber Salinas over what is now 13 2/3 worth of work across three appearances. Hamilton took the first pitch low. 1-0 is high and outside. Salinas has been in the Braves system since 2018 when he was signed as an international free agent out of Venezuela. Inside, belt level to Quincy Hamilton, nearly hit him. And he's ahead 3-0. Fayetteville has put a couple other runners in scoring position tonight. Had a good chance to score in the third as well. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Hamilton with the take sign on. Takes an up and in fastball, but a called strike by Elliot Melton. Salinas wasting no time. He delivers and misses low with a curve. Quincy Hamilton draws his second walk of the game. Third free pass allowed by Salinas. Most he's given up in a start this year. And it brings up Logan Cerny. Ball four to Quincy Hamilton. Salinas' 61st pitch. So he has a pretty good pace going right now, efficiency-wise. And now Cerny, who struck out in the third, takes strike one. Logan 0-for-2. He's also fouled out to first. And is now 1-for-6 to begin this road trip. A peek over that left shoulder, the 0-1 home. Cerny swings and misses at one that gets to the backstop. Hamilton moving down to second. That was a curveball that Zabrowski didn't have a chance to get off to his right side. A strike on Cerny, but a wild pitch that sends Hamilton into scoring position. Fayetteville had a man in scoring position. Leo Stanley Molina in the third nearly brought him around to score. Tyler Whitaker hit one to the center field warning track, but was thrown out at second base while Molina was coming down the line to end the inning. So the out was recorded before the run, and the go-ahead run didn't count. Now the 0-2. Cerny drives it right field, but foul. And he'll keep it where it is. No balls and two strikes. Salinas, a guy who's pitching like a top 30 prospect, but he's not in that top 30 ranking for the Atlanta Braves. But may very well find himself at High A Rome if he continues. Goes down waving at a curveball. His second strikeout tonight, the fifth for Salinas. And there's two away in the Fayetteville fifth inning. Line scores are pretty clean right now. One run, three hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Augusta, a run, a hit, and an error. They're a costly one, though, bringing home the unearned run in the second. Here's the pitch. And Molina takes a high outside corner fastball for strike one. Leo Stanley Molina bounced one up the middle and into shallow center his last time in the third. 1-for-2 tonight. And now 2-for-7 in the series. Hamilton a big lead off of second. Molina takes a curveball down and away. Ball one. And it's a 1-1 count. 2021, Salinas was in the Gulf Coast League for the Braves. And that's where he really broke out. Did actually pitch a little bit for Augusta at the back end of the year. Final week of the season, he made one appearance, but we didn't see any of him. The 1-1. Molina waves underneath of a high fastball, and it's 1-2. Salinas a strike away from putting up another zero. Has done a good job of working with runners on. Last three innings he's had to work with base runners, but he's not surrendered a run. Out of the stretch, he looks to second and throws his 1-2. Molina very late getting to a fastball. He strikes out swinging, and Salinas closes the fifth with another scoreless frame and his sixth strikeout of the night. Fayetteville strands Quincy Hamilton down in scoring position. No runs, no hits, one man left on, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. Tied 1-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Lord, I'm running and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
Bottom five, and Carlos Calderon back out to work. A automatic strike has been issued to leadoff man Caden Morton. Took too long getting into the box during the half-inning break, and Calderon, using the count to his advantage, quickly gets ahead 0-2 with a swing and a miss. Nice curveball by Calderon. He is grooving. He has retired 10 in a row going back to the first inning. And gets the strikeout to begin the fifth. Caden Morton swings through a breaking ball, and on two pitches, Carlos Calderon records a strikeout. Yes, you just heard that correctly. That's baseball in the minor leagues in 2022. Two. Mekhi Backstrom is into that left side. He watches one clip the corner. Thought it was too far outside. A changeup brings it to 0-1. He's shaking his head. Backstrom hit that comebacker in the second off of the hand of Calderon. He was checked out by Eric Braun, the trainer, and was good to go after throwing some warm-up pitches, and he has not allowed a base runner since. Since getting hit in the hand, Calderon has retired eight straight. Mekhi Backstrom in a 1-1 count, ready to pitch. Curveball lands for strike two. Infield shifted around. Cody Orr playing towards short. Molina towards the middle. Carlos Calderon has struck out five over his 4 1/3. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Off the outside, 2-2. If Calderon records one more out, and he's a strike away from doing so, it'll be the longest outing for him this year. Surpasses 4 1/3 that he put together on opening night in Kannapolis. Two ball, two strike pitch. Down and in, got him swinging. Curveball beat him, and Carlos Calderon is spinning that thing with a lot of authority at the moment. He is going to it early in the count, late in the count, and often. Consecutive strikeouts to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. That's now six for Calderon, tying his season high, and Caleb Durbin hits with the bases empty. Tied up 1-1. Here's the first pitch. Durbin takes low. Calderon, an international free agent signing from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic back in 2018. It's his third professional season. He splits the middle with a fastball, evens it at 1-1 on Durbin. He got Durbin swinging back in the second. And a chance to pitch a little more at low A this year, cracking the opening day roster. Chopped out towards third, but foul. Trying to strike out the side in order. That foul ball is 69th pitch. This will be number 70 here. Fayetteville bullpen is active, so Calderon may be done after 5 tonight, but he's trying to close it out with an exclamation point. He missed up and inside. Here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Carlos Calderon jogs off the mound towards the dugout, points to the sky, and he's retired 13 in a row to potentially close his night. We'll see if he comes out for a sixth, but he gets stronger as the night goes along. Strikes out the side in the fifth inning, his seventh of the game, and he is rolling. We've played five tonight in Augusta. Check your watch. We go to the sixth next in a 1-1 tie on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Tied up 1-1. Woodpeckers and Green Jackets in the top of the sixth inning from North Augusta. Tyler Whitaker and that middle third of the Fayetteville order leads it off. Roiber Salinas is through five. Struck out five over his last two innings on the hill and has earned himself a sixth. Misses down and into Whitaker, the 1-0 pitch. Back to the curve and a strike called 1-1. Tyler is 1-for-1, a single in the third that got out to the center field warning track. He was thrown out at second, trying to take a double. Fastball, knee level on the inside, called strike two. And that's a pivotal play in this low-scoring game. The 1-2 pitch chases one down and away in the dirt, backhanded by Zabrowski. He applies the tag, and Whitaker is another casualty of Roiber Salinas, his seventh strikeout, and he's really starting to rack up the swing and miss. But just circling back on that play in the third, Leo Stanley Molina was coming down the line. Whitaker was tagged out at second, and before Molina scored, the inning was over. So he crossed the plate, but the final out was recorded before the run crossed, and thus that was wiped off the board. Miguel Palma is in. He's hit a couple of Roiber Salinas pitches hard tonight. One to the right field warning track and one for a double to right field back in the fourth. Against Augusta pitching this week. And a fastball simmers in there on the inside, called strike one. It's 2-1 on Miguel Palma. Joey Loperfido stands on deck. He'll get a chance in this top six. The pitch. Down and outside. Walks were an issue for Salinas in the first, but he's gotten away from those. He did give up a free pass in the fifth inning, hit Cody Orr in the second, but his limited base runners, and he's working with a fast pace. 3-1 pitch up and inside, and there is the walk. Spoken into existence. And Miguel Palma strolls to first. He's aboard for the second time, and Joey Loperfido will try and get something going. First pitch to Joey is a breaking ball low. For the first time tonight, Augusta has their bullpen activated. Fayetteville has a right-hander throwing out there as well. So the day may be done for Carlos Calderon. And if it is, what a performance for the young 20-year-old. Would be his best in low A so far, retiring the final 13 batters he faced tonight. And racking up 7 strikeouts along the way, including striking out the side in the bottom of the fifth. Loperfido took another pitch low, gets ahead 2 balls and no strikes. Palma leads off of first. Here it comes. Swings at the 2-0 pitch and yanks it foul past Vincent Blue in the first base coach's side. The 2-1 on Joey. He's reached on the air, scored the only run tonight, unearned against Salinas. Struck out swinging his last time in the fourth. And now the 2-1 pitch. Missed inside. Loperfido lifts those elbows out of the way. Count goes to 3-1. Loperfido can wait for the pitch he wants here. Try and get a couple runners on in a tied 1-1 game. He got the pitch. A fastball down the middle. Late catching up. And it goes to 3-2. Decent-sized crowd for a Wednesday night tonight. Some of the onlookers over the left field wall have a great seat here. A big multi-story apartment building rises beyond the left field fence, and folks from their balconies are able to come outside, watch the game. I imagine rent's not the cheapest for those apartments. It's basically a free season ticket. Runner on the move, Loperfido swings, breaks the bat, and loops a soft liner into the left field seats. Loperfido heads back to the dugout and will get a new piece of lumber. But it's a unique setup. That building is called the clubhouse, and that's where the clubhouses are actually located. Both the home and the visiting clubhouses make up the bottom couple floors of that building. And then the top, counted 4 floors, are apartment housing. Now one side faces the freeway. I imagine rent's a little bit cheaper on that side. And then the other overlooks left field here at SRP Park. And there's some folks hanging out there on lawn chairs overlooking the view. You see that popping up with a lot of different college baseball stadiums nowadays. Student housing overlooking the fencing of the ballpark. I believe they have that out at Mississippi State. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Loperfido lines one the opposite way against the shift. Tucks it down the left field line and has himself a single. New bat in hand. He went with the pitch, a breaking ball to the outside. Third baseman Quintero is shaded towards short. And a good piece of hitting for Loperfido. Puts 2 on and sends the manager, Nestor Perez, out to the mound to likely take his right-hander. And actually, this is the pitching coach. Steed's going out to have a conversation. And for the first time here in the middle innings, kind of slowing things down for the Fayetteville offense. And Salinas will have to work with a couple runners on. Joey Loperfido's base hit improves him to 1-for-3. And that's the first base hit since Miguel Palma doubled in the fourth. 4 Fayetteville hits in total, 3 singles and the double. The right-hander out there in the Fayetteville bullpen looks to be Ernesto Jaquez. Runners on first and second, and Cody Orr now at the plate, and he hits one off the end of the bat to the backstop. It is indeed Ernesto Jaquez, number 44 out there in the pen. He's still throwing, so my best guess is that the night is done for Carlos Calderon after five very strong innings of one-run ball. The 0-1 pitch, down and away. Force it all bases, so Cody Orr just has to avoid something on the ground here. Kill any sort of chance at a double play. Augusta's already turned one double play. That was Victor Miskai that bounced into a 4-6-3 back in the second inning. Salinas out of the stretch, throws home, and Orr cuts through a breaking ball. Falls behind, one ball and two strikes. Right-hander out there in the Augusta pen is just about ready to go. No longer throwing, the bullpen catcher watching the game like the rest of us. Orr in a 1-2 count. Here it is. And he lines it, left center field. That touches down for a base hit, and Palma gets the wave. Paulini picks up in left. He'll not have a play at the plate. Peckers take the lead. An RBI single by Cody Orr. He's the offensive MVP so far of this series, and he's put Fayetteville up 2-1 in the sixth.
Designated hitter number 17, Victor Miskai.
Joey Loperfido holds at second base, and after Mike Steed went to the mound a moment ago, now it is the manager, Nestor Perez, making the slow stroll out to take his right-hander out of this game. And Roiber Salinas, one of the dominating pitchers in the Carolina League to start the year, is going to depart trailing the Woodpeckers 2-1. He'll still get a nice applause from this hometown crowd, but Fayetteville was presented with the challenge tonight, and they rose to the occasion. They made him battle and finally capitalized with their base runners on in the sixth inning as Augusta turns things over to the bullpen. 2-1 with one out, runners on first and second, and Victor Miskai coming up to face the new right-hander. We'll tell you about him on the other side of the break when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Augusta has gone to the bullpen and brings in right-hander Juan Mateo behind starter Roiber Salinas. He is forced out of this game following the Cody Orr RBI single, Orr's third run driven in already in this series. It gives the Woodpeckers a 2-1 lead. Victor Miskai is in the left side, and he takes the first one low for ball one. Roiber Salinas, 5 1/3. He gave up 5 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Book's still open, though, with 2 runners aboard to his line. Lo Perfido on second or on first. And the pitch nearly got in and grazed Mascai. He has to scoot out of the way of a fastball. Mateo, not a big guy out there on the mound, 5'11", 190 compared to the burly Roiber Salinas, but he certainly throws hard. It looks like he's probably around the mid-90s as well. Misses outside of Mascai, 3 balls and no strikes. Now in a little bit of danger of loading up the bases. He comes in, no record, no ERA over 3 relief appearances. A combined 2 scoreless innings where he's allowed just 1 hit. Called strike on the low outside corner. Now a 3-1 count on Mascai. No walks and 3 strikeouts. Juan Mateo, a strong start to his season, pitching in his 4th game for Augusta. The delivery, and Mascai lifts this one deep to left, slicing along the pole. Paulini area, a foul ball. Victor Mascai, good amount of pop in that left-handed swing, and was just a little bit late on that high fastball. Juan Mateo gets the count back to 3-2. Mascai, a double play and a swinging strikeout. Gets a piece of a fastball and lines it into the screen, foul. We'll see a 6th pitch from the Augusta right-hander. I like the uniforms that Augusta has on tonight. I can't quite tell what the design is from up here in our booth, but it almost looks like a leaf pattern design. A bright green uniform with those white pants. Here's the pitch. And Mascai takes on the inside. That's ball 4. He started the hands, holds up. No need for an appeal. And Juan Mateo, who hadn't walked a hitter in his 3 previous appearances, issues ball 4 to Mascai right out of the bullpen to load up the bases. Big at bat here with Freddy Guillamo, who's hit a couple of balls hard tonight to the left side. And the first one his way, up and away. A line drive out to Quintero at third back in the second, and then he hit a sharp grounder to short and Conley in the 5th. He's 0-2, but they're allowed a couple of outs. And now the 1-0. Breaking ball misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Guillamo. Freddy Guillamo still looking for his first RBI this season, and this would be quite the time to get it as a fastball misses downstairs, and now he has to come into the zone. 3-0 with nowhere to put him. Ball 4, and it's a multi-run lead for the Woodpeckers. They're in front 2-1 in the top of the 6th. Here it is. It's through a high fastball. Three balls and a strike. Mateo gets the sign, delivers, and a liner is shot foul into the seats. Hopefully everybody's okay down there. Fills up the count, 3-2. And time called at the plate. Hopefully everybody's all right down there. There's a couple of bullpen guys on the Fayetteville side that have their hands on top of their head at the moment and are staring pretty deliberately down into the seat, so I fear that somebody might have been hurt on that line drive. Play continues, 3-2 pitch, chopped to the left side. Third baseman Quintero Fields goes to second for 1. Durbin, the turn throw to first, not in time, and the run comes home to score. Freddy Guillamo brings home Joey Lo Perfido. And it's now 3-1 Fayetteville, an RBI fielder's choice. And he's able to use his speed to get up that line, save an inning-ending double play, earn himself an RBI, and give that multi-run lead to Fayetteville in the 6th inning. Cody Orr makes it down to 3rd. Victor Mascai wiped out at 2nd. The fielder's choice RBI. Fayetteville getting it done a number of different ways today. Hasn't been the pretty swings, but the situational swings. Now Quincy Hamilton would really go a long way if they could turn it to a three-run game before getting it to Ernesto Jaquez, who's still warming up down there in the bullpen. Great start to the year for Ernesto, and you'd have to feel pretty confident giving him a multi-run advantage in the middle innings. Hamilton ready. Here it comes, and it hit him on the right foot, and now he's hobbling out of the box. He might have been able to hear it on the crowd microphone. He wears that guard on his right ankle foot. The guard is on the inner half of the leg. Eric Braun is out there to check up on Quincy. Unfortunately, he's walking on it, putting some weight on that right foot. But a slider got away, and he's going to head down to first. Quincy Hamilton's been aboard three separate times tonight, but is 0 for 1. Two walks and now a hit by pitch. Second time already in as many nights that Quincy Hamilton's been plunked. He got hit yesterday on the arm and now takes one off the foot. Loads the bases back up for Logan Cerny, who will be looking fastball. Still giving Quincy Hamilton a little bit of time to walk that one off behind first base. But good thing for Quincy is he doesn't have to steal the base here. He has nowhere to go. Third base, Cody Orr. Second, Freddy Guillamo. And Quincy Hamilton down on first. Logan Cerny takes the first one down and outside for ball one. Largest lead in this series for the Woodpeckers was yesterday in the second inning when they took a 4-0 lead. Two runs home in this sixth. They lead 3-1. Out hitting Augusta 5-1 as Cerny takes a cut and pops this back and out of play. Cerny trying to end a hitless night, 0-3, and he struck out each of his last two at-bats. That was against Roybal Salinas, though. Now it's Juan Mateo out of the Augusta bullpen. With two outs and the bases full, Cerny loops another one back and out of play. Mateo last year was pitching at the rookie ranks, 30 total innings of work, over 22 relief appearances. He's been a relief guy his entire career. This is second professional season. His 1-2 to Cerny shatters the bat. It's rolled out towards third. Delivers a sharp throw across the diamond in time to get Cerny. The barrel of the bat ended up right at Quintero's feet as he fielded that baseball. He was able to keep his composure, make the play, and get out of the inning. But the Woodpeckers score two. They leave the bases loaded but have a 3-1 advantage as we go to the bottom of the sixth next from SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. This allows us to maintain. Perez takes over out of the Fayetteville bullpen. Joe Thon going to the relievers for the first time tonight after his starter. Carlos Calderon gives him five strong innings. It's 3-1 Fayetteville, and Carlos Calderon, now after going five and getting the offense to take the lead, is eligible for a win if the Woodpeckers hang on the rest of the way. Ernesto Jaquez out of the windup, misses up and away to Augusta leadoff man Geraldo Quintero. And the count at 2-0. Calderon goes five complete, retires the final 13 batters he faces, gives up the one earned run, two walks, and seven strikeouts in one of the best outings of his professional career. The scoreboard had it 2-0. Pitch misses up and outside, and that's ball four. So it was a 3-0 pitch. And just the third walk allowed tonight by the Fayetteville pitching staff. A stark contrast from the 14 walks yesterday. They've really honed it in tonight. Cal Conley, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Takes a first pitch curve for strike one. Conley is hitless, a ground out to first and also to short. Tries to bunt, and that goes foul behind home plate. Guillamo was ready to jump on top of it. Jaquez comes in, an 0-1 record, and a 1.61 ERA. That's the best qualifying ERA on the Woodpeckers staff to begin the season. And just outside the top 10 in the league. Two appearances, one start. This is his second outing out of the bullpen, the 0-2. Struck him out swinging. Fastball tested Conley and got him for out number one. That's the year. He's also really limited the walks with just three walks allowed. Four now with the leadoff pass to Quintero. And his 11 and a third total innings of work coming into tonight were tied for the league lead. Pitch missed outside. A snap throw down to first. Not in time. Quintero scampers back into the bag. Jaquez made it all the way to Asheville last year. Over eight appearances in relief at a 5.94 ERA, ends up coming back to Fayetteville to begin 2022. But his strong start makes him an early season contender for promotion, a guy that may only be with us for the month of April if things continue to play out well for him. Pitch home, a swing and a miss on the outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Jaquez has given up five hits, two earned runs over 11 and a third. Just one home run. And holding opposing hitters to a pretty nice clip. A 139 average. Low A hitters batted 278 against him a year ago. So he's almost slashed that figure in half against smaller sample size. But it's been a much better beginning to low A this time around for Ernesto. The 1-1 pitch. On a line, hit to third. Past the leaping attempt from Orr. Gets into left for Logan Cerny. And Brandel Mesquita squares one up well and has a base hit. Two on for Augusta. And right after the Woodpeckers take a two-run lead, Augusta threatening to counter. That base hit, the first Augusta hit since the Stephen Paulini single in the first inning. And just their second of the game. Carlos Calderon neutralized that entire Augusta order in the third, fourth, and fifth inning. But now they're trying to rally a bit against Jaquez. First pitch fastball called a strike to Adam Zabrowski, going to go out to the mound. Well, this game's being played pretty clean tonight. So is the one out in Houston. Perfect, in fact. Perfect game watch. The Astros trailing the Angels 6-0. And a perfect game so far for Shohei Ohtani, who has struck out 11 batters over five perfect frames. Get to a TV if you're not near one at the moment. Our guys, Houston, on the wrong side of something really special happening. Ohtani got six runs of support by his offense in the top of the first. Nothing since. But a 6-0 lead and a perfect game for Ohtani going into the top of the sixth currently. Keep you updated as our game continues along. A 1-1 count on Zebrowski. And Jaquez buries a curveball low. Goes to 2-1. Myrtle Beach is blowing out Delmarva tonight. 12-1 lopsided game there. Myrtle Beach on their way to winning their sixth of the year. Columbia and Down East 1-0 in the middle of the seventh. They're stretching right now at Segra Park. Here's a fisted foul ball right side, and it goes to 2-2 on the Augusta catcher. Charleston and Salem are playing in Virginia. River Dogs won big yesterday. Tonight, Salem leads 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Did all their scoring early. A run in the first, three in the second. And holding the River Dogs to just one run. Zebrowski fouls a curve at his feet and keeps it at a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Kannapolis, who blew out Fredericksburg 14-2 last night, gets blown out tonight by the Frednats 13-2. Frednats, though, only led that at 10 runs against the Kannapolis bullpen in that eighth inning alone. Walks played an issue there. Fredericksburg 13 runs on 10 hits. Jaquez throws his 2-2, misses in the dirt. And Zebrowski gets it to full. Ball four would mean bases loaded and the tying and go-ahead runs aboard in a 3-1 game. Fayetteville leading, trying to even this series at a game apiece after losing the lead last night. Three-two payoff pitch. Zebrowski strikes out swinging on a fastball. Ernesto Jaquez said, hit it if you can. And a big second strikeout for Jaquez. A second out of this sixth. Quintero holds it second. Mesquita at first. And now Stephen Paulini, lefty, is 1-for-2. He digs in and takes a first pitch curve. Good pitch right over the middle. Jaquez started that at the shoulders, broke it to the knees. Now the 0-1. Late strike called on the low outside corner. A changeup from Jaquez. Back-to-back off-speed pitches to Paulini. We'll see if he tries to ramp something up here on him. He struck out Zebrowski with the fastball. Paulini has singled in a run and also grounded out to first. A 1-for-2 night. One of just two Augusta hits. Jaquez throws out of the stretch and misses very far outside. A little high as well. Runs to 1-2 on Paulini. The Paulini single and the Mesquita single here in the sixth. The only hits that have been given up between Calderon. A look to second, the 1-2 delivery. Curveball dives low and in. Count goes to 2-2. Jaquez gets that sign from Freddy Guillamo, who sets the target up and away. Here it comes. Fastball was in and fouled into one of the suite areas. Or did that break a window? Oh, no, it didn't. Tested the windows, but didn't break them. Oh, maybe it did break a window. I think it did. Yep. Yep, that glass is shattered. Next pitch to Paulini. Curveball down and inside. And it's 3-2. So Stadium Ops will be working overtime tonight, replacing one of the window panels of the suite area just to the left of our broadcast position. Would have been a good time to play the shattered glass sound effect. 3-2, two away and two runners on in a 3-1 game. Jaquez delivers his payoff with the runners on the move. It misses down and in, and Paulini takes ball four. Second walk issued by Jaquez. Quintero goes to third. Mesquita to second. Paulini stands on first, and Antonio Barranca into the right side. Playing in his first game of the series, 0-2. Takes the first pitch, a high curve, but called the strike right at the top of that zone, a little bit above the belt of Barranca, the Augusta DH. He's flied to right, grounded to third. Jaquez trying to miss his up and in. 1-1. Jaquez was last on the mound on Thursday night against Salem, a game that the Woodpeckers won. His first start of the year, it was a good one. 5 strong innings, the pitch. Got him swinging down and away, chasing a curve. Started at middle, finished far outside of the zone, and Barranca down 1-2. Jaquez, though, has gone at least 5 in his previous outings. Gave up just 1 earned run, struck out 6, and walked 1. It was a very solid start and a no decision for Jaquez. The 1-2 pitch incoming. He got him swinging. Beat him with a curveball, and Jaquez tightropes out of danger. He walks 2, loads the bases, but strikes out 3 in the 6th and leaves them loaded. We go to the top of the 7th inning. Woodpeckers leading 3-1 when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Leo Stanley Molina starts the Fayetteville 7th inning. Onto the final third of our ball game, and he fouls the first pitch over our broadcast location for strike 1. Ernesto Jaquez flirted with danger in the bottom of the 6th inning. Walking 2, giving up a single, loading the bases, but leaving them full. And striking out Barranca to end the inning. Molina takes a knee-high fastball over the middle for strike 2. Juan Mateo, who had to come on in the 6th behind Roiber Salinas, returns for the 7th with the bullpen active and a right-hander starting to warm up. Here's the 0-2. Strikes out Molina swinging. Fastball up and inside. Ties up Molina. He strikes out for the 2nd time tonight. Falls to 1-4. And it'll bring up Tyler Whitaker. Bases empty, 1 down. Fayetteville leading 3-1. And out hitting Augusta 5-2. One of those 5 hits, a Tyler Whitaker single back in the third. Got thrown out at second, trying for a double. Here comes the first pitch. Oh, look out. It ran inside, and it got Whitaker. I think it got him on the elbow. It was up near his shoulders. I think it avoided his face. His helmet came flying off. And Whitaker is alert. He's unbuckling that left elbow guard. And Eric Braun out there to check up on Tyler. He's shaking his head like he doesn't need any assistance from the training staff. And even chuckling a bit. So that's good to see. That'll wake you up. But it looked like Whitaker had the reactions to kind of lift his chin out of the way as that one came rising up on him, and he flashes his tricep to the trainer, Eric Braun, indicating that's might have been where he got hit. So Whitaker heads down to first. That's the third Fayetteville batter that's been plunked tonight. Cody Orr got hit in the shoulders back in the second. Quincy Hamilton took one off the foot in the sixth. And now Whitaker on the tricep. Miguel Palma gets to hit with a man on. And a first pitch fastball misses low and away. Ball one to Palma. He's reached twice tonight on a walk and a double. They got all the way to the right center field wall on a hop in the fourth. Middle infield double play depth, and a fastball clips the low outside corner. Looked a bit outside. Palma didn't like the call, and it's 1-1. Juan Mateo allowed the inherited runners to score in the sixth. Those were to the line of the starter, Royber Salinas. The 1-1. Hit up the middle, but played behind the bag by Durbin. A backhanded pickup. He runs to second, throws to first, and completes the 4-3 inning-ending double play. That thing was hot out of a cannon. Palma squared it up, but Durbin shifted towards the middle. Did it all himself. The backhand pickup, the take to the bag. He completes the double play, and Fayetteville goes down in short order. It is time to stretch in Augusta. It's the Woodpeckers 3. And the Green Jackets won as we go to break on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We are all stretched out at SRP Park, and Ernesto Jaquez hoping he can avoid a little pressure here in the seventh after filling up the bases in the sixth, getting out of it with an Antonio Barranca strikeout. Misses down and outside on the 0-1 to Caden Morton, and it's an even 1-1 count. Jaquez, a guy who, if he can pitch efficiently here, can take you the distance. And you can go love that after having to use five pitchers, four relievers yesterday in that game where Fayetteville walked 14. Tonight's been a nice turnaround after that performance. Fayetteville's only walked four so far. And took the 3-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning with those two runs. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Morton. He swings through a slider. 2-2. Morton will be followed by the 8 and 9 hitters of Backstrom and Durbin. Bottom three of the order, a combined 0-for-6 with 5 strikeouts. It's been an unsuccessful night for those bottom guys in the Augusta 9. Here's a curve, and it's tapped foul over towards the Green Jackets on deck circle. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caden Morton, 0-for-2, 2 Ks. And now an 0-for-4 series. Here's the pitch. Got him looking. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. Morton must have been looking off speed. Ernesto Jaquez, who struck out 3 in the sixth, has recorded all 4 of his outs out of the bullpen via the strikeout. And Morton now 0-for-3 with the hat trick.
First baseman number 12, Mikey Backstrom.
That's the 11th strikeout recorded between Calderon and Jaquez. Now it's Mekhi Backstrom. He looks at strike one. And Backstrom has not gotten along with home plate umpire Elliot Melton tonight. Been shaking his head on a lot of called strikes as a curveball finds its way into the zone. A good backdoor pitch to the lefty. Jaquez quickly gets ahead. No balls, 2 strikes. Gets his sign from Guillamo. Winds and delivers. With the target set low, Backstrom sprays it foul. Jaquez ramped things up with a curve. Or rather with a fastball. Backstrom still hitless this week. A combined 0-for-6. The pitch is high. Backstrom, a guy that Augusta was thinking they'd have on their roster last year. Never made it beyond the Gulf Coast League, though. The Braves' rookie ball level. Wanted to try and iron out some swing and miss in his swing. Still trying to put that together here in low A. And time called to the plate. Knight might be done for Augusta reliever Juan Mateo after an inning and 2/3. Green Jackets have a right-hander warming. 2-strike pitch, a changeup gets Backstrom swinging, and Jaquez picks up another one. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the bottom of the seventh. And those bottom three hitters continue to struggle. Now it's Caleb Durbin. Durbin, a big night yesterday, going 2-for-3, driving in 3 of Augusta's 8 runs. Scoring one as well. But tonight 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Line shot past the mound. Knocked down with the glove by Jaquez. It scampers to behind second. Picked up by Loperfito. And he steps and throws to first to complete the out. So Jaquez slowed it down a little bit, having it nick off of his glove. Loperfito stationed up the middle. Completed the back end of the play. And it's a 1-2-3 frame for Jaquez. He's through 2 scoreless out of the pen. We go to the 8th. Our score, it's the Woodpeckers 3 and the Green Jackets 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Augusta brings in a new right-hander, Peyton Williams, to begin the top of the eighth inning. Fayetteville leading 3-1, and Joey Loperfido stepping into the left side. Taking strike one from the right-hander Peyton Williams, Juan Mateo goes an inning and two-thirds hitless, scoreless, with a walk and a strikeout. Loperfido lifts this one to deep left. Paulini is sprinting back all the way to the corner along the line, and he makes the catch, crossing over into foul territory. Paulini, with some quick feet, covered a lot of ground to get all the way over into the corner, and Joey Loperfido heading back to the dugout in a little bit of shock. That looked like it was going to land foul. It started fair but had a ton of slice on it. Paulini must have ran, 50 yards to get there, really showing off some speed and left. Making an over-the-shoulder catch out there. Now it's Cody Orr, first pitch slider, cuts to the outside, and it's called strike one. Loperfido on that foul out to deep left falls to 1-for-4 tonight, now 2-for-8 in the series. Cody Orr, for the second straight night, has given Fayetteville a big base hit. He takes strike two, but that was the go-ahead RBI single in the leading 3-1. As Orr nearly got grazed on his left elbow. Curveball that missed inside from Peyton Williams. Orr's also reached on a hit by pitch and struck out looking. The 1-2 offering. A check swing on one outside in the dirt. They appeal to first, and Jared Molman says that Orr held the swing. Williams toys with that baseball and his right hand behind his back comes set at the belt, and out of the stretch he delivers. This is popped up and out of play over the Woodpeckers dugout. Numbers for Williams coming into tonight. An 0-1 record and a 12.27 ERA. That's 5 earned runs over 3 2/3. He goes down and outside again. Another check swing and appeal. And Molman says he held. So Cody Orr testing the vision of the base umpire in this at-bat, and thanks to a couple of check swings, has gotten it back to 3-2. Victor Mascai standing on deck, and here comes the payoff pitch. Orr takes outside. Oh, he got rung up looking. A delayed strike call from Elliott Melton, but Cody Orr started back to the dugout. I think he knew it. Probably one he'd like to have back. He's down looking for the second time tonight. Falls to 1-for-3. Two quick outs for Williams out of the bullpen. That strikeout, his fifth of the year, to go along with just one walk. And Victor Mascai takes the high and away changeup for ball one. Bases are empty. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Woodpeckers. 1 run, 2 hits, and an error for Augusta. Fayetteville trying to close in on their third win of the season and even up this series going to Thursday. Change up knee-high to Mascai and a comeback strike to bring it to 1-1. Mascai is hitless. He's bounced into a double play, struck sixth, and was retired on the bases via fielder's choice and cuts through a high change to bring it to 1-2. Peyton Williams trying to go 1-2-3 out of the bullpen. Fayetteville bullpen quiet. More from Ernesto Jaquez come the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch on the inner half, strike three looking, and Peyton Williams closes a 1-2-3 eighth with a couple of looking strikeouts. We go to the bottom half, Fayetteville clinging to the 2-run lead. It's 3-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We'll be right back. Ernesto Jaquez returns to the mound. Top of make it the bottom of the eighth inning. He faces the top of the Augusta order and gets a swing and miss from Geraldo Quintero on a curveball. Here comes the 0-1. Quintero takes outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Quintero has walked twice, also flied to left, is 0-for-1, and now 0-for-4 in the series. The pitch on the inner half, a called strike to Quintero. Back to the breaking ball for Ernesto Jaquez, who went 1-2-3 in the seventh in his third inning of relief work. And he struck out 5 of the 6 outs he's recorded. The 1-2. Got him. Change up down and inside, and Ernesto Jaquez is rolling. He's retired 5 in a row since his walk to Stephen Paulini in the 6th. And now faces Cal Conley. Augusta down to just 5 outs to work with tonight. Conley in that left side with a crouched and slightly open stance. He lifts the elbows out of the way, but it's a called strike top of the zone. Jaquez gets ahead. Most strikeouts in an outing for Jaquez is 8. That was in the 13-inning game on opening night when he came out of the bullpen and gave the Woodpeckers 6 innings of relief work. Struck out 8, and that still is the season-high mark for him, but now he gets ahead. 2-strike swing from Cal Conley. 1-2. Jaquez climbs right back to the top of that mound, starts the motion, delivers, and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Guillamo. Keeps it where it is, 1-2. Conley, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. The left side this entire series because there's not a lefty in the Fayetteville pitching staff. They're all right-handers. Fastball down and inside. There was not many lefties to speak of last year. Only about 4 of them pitched for the Woodpeckers. And to start 2022, all right-handers. Jaquez throws his 2-2 pitch, misses down and in with a curve. Gets the sign from Guillamo. And time called right as that pitch clock was getting to 2. Now Jaquez is ready. His wind and payoff pitch is tapped foul at the plate by Conley. Keep it where it is. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myrtle Beach has added to their huge lead tonight. A 10-run top of the 6th inning, and it's 16-3 over Delmarva. Payoff pitch chopped out to second, circling around Loperfito. He fields at the chest, steps and throws to first, and completes the putout. 4-3, down goes Cal Conley. And with 2 outs, bases empty, and a 3-1 Fayetteville lead, Brandel Mesquita steps into the right side. So there were a pair of 10-run innings tonight in the Carolina League. A 10-run 6th for the Pelicans, and a 10-run 8th for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here comes the pitch home, and a swing and a miss. I think I'd rather take the 10-run inning in the middle innings or somewhere early instead of late like that in the 8th in a 3-2 game, and an opposing team puts a 10 spot on you. Curveball strike on the low outside corner. Just get it over with early. Put them out of the misery. That's what the Cleveland Guardians did today to the Chicago White Sox in the opener of a doubleheader. 10-run, and Chicago committed 5 errors over the first 2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 on a curveball to the outside. Ernesto Jaquez disposes of Brandel Mesquita on 3 pitches. He goes 1-2-3 in the 8th and is shut down 7 in a row to get us to our final frames. Woodpeckers take a 3-1 lead when we return into the top of the 9th. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We're into the top of the ninth inning with the Woodpeckers leading 3. Hitter leads it off against Peyton Williams. Ready reliever went 1-2-3 in the eighth, back out for his second inning of work. And he brings in a first pitch fastball for a strike to Guillamo. Bounced into a fielder's choice, but brought home a run from third, and Joey Loperfido back in the sixth. That was a nice little insurance run in a close game like tonight that made it 3-1. Takes a changeup on the inner half. That's strike two. Infield plays him straight up. Williams kicking and throwing. And a foul tip at the plate. Keeps it at 0-2 on Freddy Guillamo. A win tonight would be the first road win for Fayetteville. They lost their 3 road games in Kannapolis. First road game in Augusta last night. An 0-4 start. Both of their wins coming at home against the Salem Red Sox last week. 0-2 pitch. Guillamo sits back, takes strike three. Curveball by Peyton Williams. That's his third straight strikeout going back to the eighth. There's been a lot of looking strikeouts tonight for Fayetteville hitters. That's the fourth backwards K. And I guess it's recency bias that plays into that because each of the 3 strikeouts for Williams have all been looking. Orr, Mascai, and Guillamo. Quincy Hamilton top of the order attacking quickly, and he fouls one left side over the concourse and onto the street. One away, base is empty. Fayetteville leading 3-1. Hamilton has reached 3 times, but is without a hit. The pitch. Backdoor breaking ball looked at for a strike, 0-2. A walk in the first and the fifth, and then he was plunked on the foot in the sixth. So the OBP is going up. Here's the 0-2 offering from Williams to Hamilton, and he ties him up, swinging at a breaking ball, strike three. Peyton Williams, untouchable at the moment. Twelve Augusta strikeouts combined between Roiber Salinas, Juan Mateo, and now the third arm, Peyton Williams. 2 quick outs, Logan Cerny trying to extend this top of the ninth, and a breaking ball misses to the outside. Come the bottom of the ninth inning. Should see more of Ernesto Jaquez with that bullpen quiet. It'll be the middle three of Zabrowski, Paulini, and Barranca. The 1-0 outside to Cerny. 2 balls and no strikes. Cerny shattered the bat in the sixth. Rolled one out to third, and it was played by Quintero as he was dodging wood chips. Here's the 2-0. And Williams settles in with strike one. Cerny a combined 0-for-4, now 1-for-8 against Green Jackets pitching. The 2-1 coming in. Missed outside. 3 balls and a strike. Leo's Danny Molina waiting in the wings. If Cerny reaches, heart of the order are going to come up. And Molina, you got Whitaker in the hole. Now the 3-1. Just off the outside. Cerny waits for the call and has ball four.
Shortstop, number 12,
Rolls have been flipped. Last night it was the Woodpeckers walking a number of Augusta bats. Tonight Augusta has walked 6 and hit 3. They've been the staff giving up the free base runners. Leo's Danny Molina takes the first one down and outside. I don't necessarily think that's what we felt we'd see tonight with Roiber Salinas getting the start. He'd walked just 2 batters all season, struck out 24. Tonight, though, he walked 3. Juan Mateo walked 1, and now Peyton Williams has given up a free pass. There's a fastball called strike on the low outside edge. Who has singled, struck out twice, and flied out to center. The pitch. On a line, hit to right, squeezes through the infield, a base hit. Cerny slows his run, it's second. And Leo Stanley Molina secures a multi-hit effort in what's probably his final at-bat of the evening.
Number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Puts 2 on with 2 out and does give Tyler Whitaker a chance to hit. Zabrowski going to go to the mound and have a chat with his right-hander. Gives us a moment to peek back towards the Major League scoreboard. Last we told you, we were on perfect game watch. Ohtani perfect through five, but Houston does have a hit on the board. A base hit by Jason Castro. Shohei Ohtani going six, striking out 12, giving up that hit, and then was pulled in the seventh. But the Angels still with a comfortable 6-0 lead, and they're on their way to beating Houston for a second straight night, dropping the Astros to 6-6 over their first 12. Angels proving 8-5 would be leading the division. Oakland surprisingly above Houston to begin the year. Everybody thought that Oakland was just going to sell, and they did. They still somehow figure out ways to win games, though. They were 7-5 coming into tonight. Curveball missed outside, 1-0 on Whitaker. Cerny leading off of second, big lead for him. Here it comes, a check swing and a foul shot into the screen right side. 1-1 on Whitaker. And I know that the A's were getting criticized, I believe it was yesterday, for a crowd that totaled 3,700 at a Major League Baseball game in Oakland on a Tuesday afternoon. A spin, throw down to second. Cerny getting pretty happy down there, and he slides back in safely. We had 100 here in Augusta last night. We outdrew the Oakland A's in Oakland. Here's the 1-1 pitch, down and outside. 2-1 on Whitaker. Tyler singling to the center field warning track in the third, thrown out trying to grab a double, and has reached two other times on a walk and was hit in the tricep on a getaway fastball by Juan Mateo in the seventh. Two aboard and a 2-1 count. With two outs, Whitaker swings and hits this one deep. Morton is going back. He's onto the center field warning track, and the park will hold this one. Whitaker timed up a high fastball and gave it a good ride, but it falls a bit short. And Fayetteville strands two in the top of the ninth to take us to the final frame. 3-1, Woodpeckers trying to even this series when we return with Ernesto Jaquez returning to the mound. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Ernesto Jaquez hoping to go four scoreless out of the bullpen tonight and wrap up the victory. He returns for the bottom of the ninth and faces Adam Zabrowski, the Augusta cleanup man and catcher. First pitch is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Zabrowski has walked, grounded out, and struck out. Swings through a changeup very early on that offer. And it's 1-1. Jaquez has retired 7 in a row, going back to the 6th. And that's the only time he had to work with base runners. His first inning behind Carlos Calderon, misses low with a changeup, and it's 2-1. In that inning, he walked two, gave up a single, but then struck out Antonio Barranca with the bases full to escape the jam. And has gone 1-2-3 in the seventh and the eighth. High fastball, and Zebrowski cuts through it for strike two. He'll be followed by Pelini and then Barranca, who Jaquez got the better of last time around. Fastball gets away, runs very far outside. Count full 3-2, just in case they need him. Fayetteville has right-hander Jacob Coates starting to warm in the bullpen. The kick and 3-2 pitch. A check swing on one outside. They appeal to first, and Zebrowski is rung up by Jared Molman. Close call, and Zebrowski was yelling at Molman as he stepped out of the box. But Ernesto Jaquez catches the big break and continues to rack up the strikeouts. That's eight now for Jaquez, tying his season high from opening day. Found, though, he only needed 3 1/3 to grab those eight strikeouts. He needed six innings last time around. So when you want to talk dominating performances, this is the best we've seen Ernesto so far. Called strike on the inner half. You go back to last season as well, and Ernesto Jaquez wasn't mowing through orders like this. We're getting the best version of him in 2022. Here's the kick and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on one up high. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jaquez to start the ninth, and Augusta is down to their final out. That's nine for Jaquez. Antonio Barranca is now in, checks his swing, a little bit of a defense swing. They appeal down to first, and he went too far. He went down to a knee as a fastball ran up and in on him. And he was kind of defending himself with his wrist. Only problem was the barrel of the bat carried through the zone. So Jaquez ahead 0-1. He kicks and throws. This is down to the dirt, one ball and one strike. What a closure it would be tonight if Jaquez can go 1-2-3, strike out the side, and close the book with 10 Ks over four innings. The nine strikeouts, officially now the most by any Fayetteville pitcher in an outing this year. A swing and a miss on the changeup. Left hand came off of the bat for Barranca as he followed through. And here we go. Jaquez trying to strike out the side in order and record number 10 to finish off the Green Jackets tonight. His 1-2 pitch got him swinging. Curveball to the outside. Ernesto Jaquez flexes out there on the mound after he strikes out the Green Jackets in the bottom of the ninth in order to close up a 3-1 winner. A dominating performance tonight by Carlos Calderon, combined to strike out 17 of the 27 Green Jackets. Well, the offense got the couple runs they needed in the middle innings, and we have an even series going into Thursday. We'll wrap this one up in a moment, give you the final totals for a final time when we return on the postgame show on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, you can scrub the 14-walk performance in the series opener from your memory after what you witnessed tonight in Augusta. Ernesto Jaquez and Carlos Calderon domination. They hold and strike out 17 of the 27 recorded outs as Fayetteville goes on to win 3-1 tonight at SRP Park and take game two of the series, even in things going into Thursday. Improving to 3-8 overall over their first 11 and dropping Augusta to 5-6. Our final line score tonight, the Woodpeckers win 3-1. They outhit Augusta 6-2 and did not commit an error. Perfect defensive baseball tonight for Fayetteville. One error committed by Augusta. Winning decision going to Carlos Calderon. He was tremendous in his start, going the longest so far of his low-A career, in fact. 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 earned run. 2 walks and 7 strikeouts, and he turned the game over to Ernesto Jaquez, who put together a dominating 4 innings of relief. Just 1 hit allowed, scoreless baseball, 2 walks and 10 strikeouts for Ernesto Jaquez, a single game high for any Fayetteville pitcher this year. The two combined again to strike out 17 of the 27 recorded outs in this one. On the scoring front, the Woodpeckers took a tie ball game. After the second inning, Augusta opened the scoring in the bottom of the first. An RBI single from Stephen Paolini against Carlos Calderon was the only earned run he allowed. That came after a leadoff walk to Quintero. Calderon walked 2 in that first inning but did not walk anyone the rest of the day. In fact, after that Stephen Paolini RBI single, Calderon did not allow a base runner. From that point forward, he retired 13 in a row. He even took a comebacker off of the hand in the second inning, but was able to pitch through it and retired 10 straight after suffering that minor hand contusion. And then he turned the game over to Ernesto Jaquez. At that point, Fayetteville had tied things earlier on. In the second inning, Joey Loperfido bounced one over to Mekhi Backstrom at first. He backed up on it. It got through him and tucked all the way into the right field corner. Loperfido made it all the way to third on the air by the first baseman and then came around to score on a Victor Mizcahy 4-6-3 double play. Mizcahy didn't get credit of the RBI because of the double play, but Loperfido scored an unearned run against Roiber Salinas and tied the game 1-1. Salinas, the fourth in scoring position, as well as the fifth, he started finding his groove, giving up 5 hits tonight, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, and racked up 7 strikeouts before Juan Mateo came on in the sixth inning. That was the inning, though, where Salinas ran into a little bit of trouble. He retired the side with a couple of strikeouts in the fifth inning, came out, started the sixth, striking out Tyler Whitaker, but then walked Miguel Palma and gave up a Joey Loperfido single to put 2 on with 1 out. Cody Orr then delivered the go-ahead swing, an RBI base hit into left center field that scored Palma, gave Fayetteville a 2-1 lead, and chased Roiber Salinas from the game. Victor Mizcahy, then facing Juan Mateo, drew a walk, and with runners on the corners, Freddy Guillamo, 1 out, bounced into a fielder's choice that brought home Joey Loperfido for the third and final run of the day for Fayetteville. That's all they needed, though. Ernesto Jaquez, as we mentioned, coming on in the sixth. He managed to get out of trouble in the sixth inning with the bases loaded. He walked Quintero to lead off the inning, gave up a Brandel Mesquita single, and then Stephen Paolini walked with the bases loaded and 2 outs. He struck out Antonio Barranca and didn't allow a base runner the rest of the day. That was the first of 10 straight retired by Ernesto Jaquez to close the game. He goes on to strike out 10 over those 4 scoreless and earn a four-inning save for his troubles tonight with those 10 strikeouts and 2 walks. Again, Calderon getting the win and Salinas getting the loss, falling to 0-1. If you looked at your watch, we were about an hour into this thing and already in the sixth inning. We played at a brisk pace tonight and finished in 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a Wednesday crowd at SRP Park of 3,301. Again, with the win, the Woodpeckers even up this series going into Thursday, and they improve to 3-8 while the Green Jackets fall to 5-6. That gets us ready for Game 3 tomorrow, where right-hander Alex Santos will take the ball for your Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Santos, the number 5 overall pitching prospect in the Astros system, is 0-1 with a 10.80 ERA, but looked very sharp his last time out. 3 scoreless innings in relief. He's combined to go five innings this year, giving up six earned runs, all in his first outing in Kannapolis for Santos, and he'll be opposed by right-hander A.J. Smith-Shawver, who he himself is also a top 20 prospect for the Atlanta Braves. So the scouts will be out tomorrow watching both of those guys take to the mound. A.J. Smith-Shawver, no record and a 4.91 ERA over two games, both starts. 7 1/3, he's given up four runs, six walks, and 11 strikeouts. But a chance for us to see a couple top 30 guys and right-handers go toe-to-toe tomorrow at SRP Park, 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time, first pitch, with our pregame show beginning at 6:55 p.m. Eastern. That'll do it for us tonight in North Augusta. A special thank you to Colin Casey back at home base in Fayetteville, monitoring tonight's broadcast, working the social medias, and updating all of our followers as the game goes along. Big thanks to him. A reminder, he'll be back in our broadcast come next Tuesday when the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town for a six-game homestand. Of course, a big thank you to all of you, the loyal Woodpeckers fans and listeners, tuning us in as our broadcast goes on the road. We appreciate all of your support. It's why we do it, and we can't wait to bring you Woodpeckers baseball again tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time, first pitch, with a 6:55 pregame show. With that, our final line scores for one final time tonight. The Woodpeckers, 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. They beat Augusta, 1 run, 2 hits, and 1 error to improve to 3-8 overall, while Augusta falls to 5-6. That'll do it for us tonight. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm Andrew Chapman, signing off on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long from North Augusta, where the Woodpeckers win 3-1. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday evening. Talk to you tomorrow on the air.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.